face painting. Learn more about the Little Apple Comic Expo by visiting littleappleexpo.com. Bring a can of food for the KC Zombie Walk for Hunger and get $2 off your ticket.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland.
Surrounding area.
776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on this Tuesday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you. And I am now here with Teresa Landis, not Tressa. You have a very cool, unique first name as far as the spelling.
It's my mom thought she was making it easy, but it actually has turned out to be a little bit more difficult.
Well, again, this is Teresa Landis, the co-vice president for programs for the American Association of University Women, and we're here to talk about International Women's Day, which will be March 8th, and always an important day, and maybe even more important than ever, considering the national climate on some
right.
topics.
American Association of University Women's local branch here has been celebrating International Women's Day. This will be our third year, and we're really pleased to be able to bring this event to the community. We've found that there's a lot of support for it, and as you say, it's very timely, particularly this year. We have four panelists who are all local women who are going to be joining us. And they come from various parts of the world. Our topic this year is really going to be immigration. For those of us who haven't immigrated into the U.S., we had ancestors that did centuries ago. We don't know the experiences that they're having, and we don't know the reasons why they're coming. And so that's why we like to bring a variety of voices to the table so that we can get the experience through their eyes and know what it's like to actually immigrate to this country and find out what that all entails.
And I'm sure that that just surprised me a little bit. I didn't think that would be the theme of a gathering like this. I guess talk about the motivation to, and you kind of explained it there a second ago, but the motivation to have that as a topic for a women's conference in a way.
Well, for this year in particular, like I say, there are so many immigration issues, and it's, you know, if that doesn't touch your life, you really don't have the experiences that the immigrants do. So we want to try to bring that to the people in the community. And we've got women who are coming, who've come from Great Britain and Germany. We have a woman from Nigeria, a woman from Kenya, and then also a woman from Mexico. So very different countries, very different motivations. And it's always interesting to hear. Last year, we talked with women who basically talked about their different cultures in the countries where they came from, what women's rights are in their countries, things that they have barriers to, things that they are working to improve, things where they have had success. And so it's always interesting to hear that. So this year, we thought, you know, with the way the climate is in the U.S., we like to bring timely programs so people can plug in and engage and get more information.
And again, these featured speakers you mentioned they have international backgrounds, but live and work and contribute to society right here in Flint Hills.
Yeah, they absolutely do. We have two people who are coming from the university, Rebecca Ballman, who is an assistant professor of art at K-State. We have Madai Rivera, who is in the College of Human Ecology at K-State. We have a woman who is a special education teacher with the school district here, Chai Ahi. And then we have Mary Naganga, who is a recent college grad who moved here to accept a job, and she is from Kenya. So we're interested to hear what these ladies have to say.
Brady Bowman here with Teresa Landis, co-vice president for programs for the American Association of University Women, talking about International Women's Day on March 8th. And real quick, tell us where that's going to be at.
Well, the main event that we have for the public is going to be held in the evening. And that is going to be a dinner and a public forum. It's going to be held at the Holiday Inn at the campus in the Landon Room. And if you'd like to come for the dinner, we do need you to make reservations. The deadline for that is coming up on March the 1st. The cost for the dinner is $22, And the way that you can make your reservation is by sending an email to our local branch email address. And that is manhattankssaaw@gmail.com. We'll have a dinner, and that will be followed by a forum with the panelists.
International Women's Day started in 2016 was the first year, and talk a little bit about that origin and maybe just how unique this is. Is this something that the Manhattan community modeled after something else is done somewhere else, or just tell us those origins?
Sure. It absolutely is modeled after other things. In 2016 is when the Manhattan community really started to celebrate International Women's Day, but International Women's Day has been around since 1908. So we're 110 years into it, and there were a lot of motivations at the time, a lot of societal changes, just like we see now, where people wanted to make a difference. And so it actually started over in some European countries, and it has carried through. The UN has resolutions to support International Women's Day. Every year, the President of the United States signs a proclamation to acknowledge International Women's Day. And speaking of proclamations, we will be having proclamations made at the City Commission meeting on the Tuesday, I believe that's March the 6th. And then the school board will also be making a proclamation of International Women's Day on March 7th. So we're really happy that they are going to help us acknowledge and celebrate this event.
So that proclamation still needs to be made then?
Yes.
For this year?
Uh-huh, for this year.
And you said the president makes that proclamation as well?
Every year. Mm-hmm. That's
all right. Well, also looking at some things with International Women's Day, there's so many different topics that can be discussed, just kind of looking at some of the overview that you gave me here, looking at the state and national level, being highly involved in the legislative process and public policy, STEM education, pay equity, case support, especially talking about Title IX. I mean, just a lot of topics that are kind of in the ether.
They are. And a lot the topics that you're mentioning here are all things that AAUW support. AAUW is a national organization, and there are six local branches in the state of Kansas, one of which is Manhattan. We're a very active branch, and we like to do things in the community. As you mentioned, there are a lot of things that AAUW does on a national level. It is one of the largest funders of education for women. There are a lot of scholarships and fellowships that are available through the national office. And I want to touch on our local branch also does scholarships for K-State non-traditional women who are returning to school. We've got applications that are available, and there's a deadline coming up on April the 2nd for women who are looking for scholarship money. We have scholarship money that is available. And so I would encourage them to check that out. We administer our scholarship through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and we have done that for the last few years. So they manage it for us. But this year we will be able to give up to four scholarships of $1,000 each, and that is for next academic year. So we all know with the rising cost of tuition and other things that go into college educations, $1,000 is helpful. It's really interesting to talk with the women that we interview for these scholarships. I happen to be on the scholarship committee as well. And they've got some really inspiring stories. We get women of all ages. They've got all kinds of backgrounds. They've got all kinds of family support, or they may be on their own. But it's inspiring for us to know that they are trying to do better for themselves and their families by going back and continuing their education.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more about International Women's Day and all sorts of different issues right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.